talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday here. Getaway Friday, last Friday in September, first Friday of fall. I thought I just told him not to shut that door. Didn't I say that, Charlie?
Yes.
Shut the door anyway. It doesn't matter.
Where's Brandy?
Well, Brandy, I don't know. And then there's two, I guess. It's me and you.
Yeah.
So this will be an interesting program because I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the one big news story going on in the world. And then we're going to go back, I think, and do what we did this morning.
Okay.
And do history.
Yeah.
Because that was a fascinating conversation with the World War II. Oh, there he goes. God bless him. Okay.
Thanks to Terry Klein for arranging those guys to come up here.
Yeah, that was great. That was great this morning. So what we'll do is we'll do the one news story because we can't not do this because we do tape everything here at the station, and this is certainly one of the most interesting times in the world that President Trump now has an impeachment inquiry. It's formal, and it's on his way, and Nancy Pelosi feels she has the votes, and most people seem to think that she does to impeach him because he made a call to the Ukraine president, and apparently, we haven't heard the tape yet, but apparently there is a tape possibly somewhere, made promises.
I can't believe that as a president, you can't call anyone without everybody knowing. What is the deal?
Well,
isn't anything private?
I think that's the reason. Could be for what happened. You can't do that because you might do something illegal like ask a foreign entity for dirt on your political opponent.
Okay, so what was the dirt he was looking for on Biden's son?
Joe Biden's son, Hunter, had been involved with a company in the Ukraine years ago, and Trump felt that that needed to be investigated further, and so he was asking the president of Ukraine to do that in return for giving them foreign aid that we had been holding out on. Now, that's fine to ask a foreign country to investigate somebody, but the problem is you can't have them investigate your political enemy because that looks like you're gaining something.
Yeah.
And you also can't quid pro quo is what they're calling it. You can't say, if you do this, I'll do that.
Now, what does impeachment mean?
Impeachment just means that you will go to trial in the Senate. Only two presidents in the history of the country have ever been impeached. They were Andrew Jackson and... see, somebody said Andrew Jackson, but I don't think that's right. I think it's Andrew Johnson.
Oh.
But Andrew, it was either Andrew Jackson or Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. They were both impeached. Neither one was removed because they won trial in the Senate.
So do they lose any of their power?
It doesn't look well to be impeached. That means you're found guilty enough of a crime to face trial.
Hmm.
But the sad thing is, this did not come from a Democrat. This came from somebody within Trump's own administration.
Oh, yeah, the whistleblower.
The whistleblower.
So have they ever named a whistleblower?
No. Well, and I don't know that they would want to be named because Trump said yesterday that he considered this person a spy and that in the old days we used to take care of them a little differently.
We used to hang spies.
Yeah, so it's a very tense situation.
Yes,
but
it is.
90% right now this will lead to the impeachment of a president, which is an historic event in this country. Only happened twice.
Could be. But I think the election will... I think Trump's going to win the election. I think there's going to be some rioting over this.
If he stays, I don't know that he'll make it. Now, today, if the trial was held in the Senate, I don't think they would remove him. But if the polls start to change and those senators think that they're going to lose their elections because of it, he'll be gone.
Pelosi, though, I think she's a little hesitant, perhaps, or has been, to press the impeachment because of the backfire.
Well, I think there was a lot of problem because she knew that there were not enough votes in the Senate to remove him. So what was the point? And the difference this time, I think she was kind of forced into it because the whistleblower was not anything we expected. This was not a crime that we expected. The White House was saying, we're not going to give you that information, which usually is not a good sign.
Yeah.
I think she was forced into it.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
But that will lead where it leads.
I just wish this was all over and we could continue on being a government that does, well, I once saw a lot of things that Trump has originated, and it's quite a long list of good things.
Well, I mean, I don't think this is an indictment of Trump's presidency. I just am trying to figure out, did he not know that was illegal? Did he?
He probably, since he's not been in politics before so much, he might not have known.
Well, I will say this. I have never said anything about President Trump's mental state, and I've always tried to hush people down when they did. But the speech he gave the day after that all came out at the UN, there was clearly something wrong.
Really?
Something wrong with him. I don't know if he was under stress. I don't know what that was.
You wonder how a president can manage everything. Well, he's got a lot of aides, a lot of people working for him, but think of all the things that could come up in one day's time that you've got to voice your opinion of or rule over or whatever.
But you know, all jobs have rules, and that comes back to my question. Did he know? I mean, he had to know people were listening. Did he know what he was doing was illegal?
Yeah. But what gets me is that apparently a president can't talk to anyone without somebody knowing.
Well, I think you can have private conversations. I just don't think you can make overtures, and I don't think you can have your political opponents investigated.
But just the fact that people, I once talked, I had a good friend that was a CIA agent, and he had been with the CIA long enough. He said, I've got clearance now. I can actually listen to the president's telephone conversations.
Right. Well, don't you think it's a good idea to be able to listen to the president's conversations?
Well, if you really want to be snoopy.
Well, if they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you can't just go out and report what you hear. That's what this whole situation was. The whistleblower wrote a complaint. He didn't send it to the media. He sent it to his bosses at the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice is supposed to give that to Congress, which they did not do, which is what led to this whole folder.
Interesting. Boy, it's just been turmoil since day one.
Well, it's going to continue to be turmoil because now there will be an inquiry, and there probably will be an impeachment at the end of it, and then there'll be a trial in the Senate, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I can almost remember the trial that Clinton had.
Yep.
Is that the one where he denied having sex with...
Well, that's what got him there.
Yeah.
Denying it,
yeah.
And then under oath saying the same thing, and then finding out that he did have a relationship with Monica. But Trump's will be about this Ukraine deal. They said it's going to be pretty narrow in scope. It's not going to talk about Mueller or his business dealings or taxes. It's going to be strictly about, did he do this on this phone conversation?
Interesting.
And that will lead where it will lead.
I hope no enemy is out there preparing to attack us.
Well,
figuring we're so involved with all this nitty-gritty that America's wide open. Let's go.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, it happened to Nixon. It happened to Clinton. So, I mean, it's not history in that regard. I mean, I think our Secretary of State, our head of national defense, I think people working in the Pentagon, I don't think the president really protects us against foreign threats. There are people watching this.
I hope so.
Yeah. So
because look what we've got. We've got Iran. That they how can Iran think that they could defeat us?
How did Iraq think that they could defeat us? How did Afghanistan think they could defeat us?
Well, they could make us spend a lot of money and lives.
And so can Iran.
And we've never been able to declare victory. Only World War II.
And World War I.
Yeah. Right.
And the Civil War.
And the Civil War, yeah.
I guess the Revolutionary.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yes.
So four. We got four.
That's right. But ever since then, these other wars, we lose hundreds, if not thousands, of men and women. And so what?
Well, I think it's because we're not taking... The idea is not to take over countries. It's to get rid of terrorism. It's to stop people from building nuclear weapons. And that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, we haven't been able to do that yet. Is that what we're doing in Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, I thought the plan was to go in and get bin Laden and disable the terrorist group, the Taliban.
And they got his boy. He's dead now.
And bin Laden's dead.
I haven't heard anybody saying, well, that's just an act. He's not really dead, like they said about bin Laden.
Well, we haven't seen bin Laden since. He used to like to release those tapes every so often.
I wonder if anybody's ever gone down the ocean to see if he is lying on the bottom. Weighted down.
It is interesting they dumped him into the ocean. Yeah. I wonder why they didn't bring him back here for an autopsy or anything.
And they probably have the exact declination or whatever of where he is in the ocean.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. But he's probably eaten now.
I don't know. He's probably covered in canvas and weights to weight him down.
Do you think nobody's been there to try to find him? I mean, they went looking for the Titanic forever.
That's right. I wonder.
Maybe nobody knows where
Does
it is.
Does anybody really care?
I think we know he's dead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Onward and upward. Now, that's the only news story we're going to do this week, because we've been having such fun talking about the history of Marion and what's going on. I figured we'd spend the remaining 35 minutes talking about that subject, because that's a lot of fun. And this morning, boy, we were on it about Ludwig and Kibbe and the LNK.
And that's my era, of course. My later era, but the Penny Pincher Inn, I used to have board meetings there with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Penny Pincher Inn was supposed to be a little cheaper than the LK Motel. And incidentally, I'd like to mention, too, the LK Motel system gave us every other night free. Was it every other night? They gave, half of our overnight stays bicycling across Ohio was free from the LK. And I'll never forget that. Harry Huber was one who negotiated that. Harry Huber lives near me now. He's probably retired. But I was a good friend of Cleo. He used to ask me, he'd come up to me in church and say, well, Evers, are you keeping everybody under control? And I said, who, me?
So was there an LNK on Mount Vernon Avenue?
Well, yeah.
Okay, but there was also one on Delaware Avenue where Matthew's Honda is.
Yeah, my wife and I ate dinner there for the first time after I met her. We had a blind date almost there at that LNK.
On Delaware?
Yeah, on Delaware.
But the one on Mount Vernon was...
Yeah, that was right next to the LK Motel, and at one time they remodeled it, and it was absolutely out of this world beautiful. I couldn't believe it. But then, I don't know what happened, and that was gone that way. But I remember when Steve's Dakota Grill took over, and I talked to the man doing all their work, and they said, the man who owns the Dakota Grill does everything the way it's supposed to be done. And they did.
So what was where Aldi was?
I don't know. I really can't remember where Aldi's, what was there. The LK Convention Center, I don't know if that was the LK Convention Center or not, but that convention center wasn't a very good place because it was in the shape of an L. Now, how can you have a banquet in an L-shaped room when half the people can't see one another?
And by the way, if you have any questions you want to talk about along these lines in history or whatever, give Charlie and I a call. We are live here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring.
I can remember one of the managers of the LK Motel. We nicknamed him Bluto. Bluto was a character out of Popeye.
Bluto, the big guy.
Yeah.
Now, why'd you call him Bluto?
Because he looked like Bluto.
He was the manager of the LK Motel.
That's right, yeah. And then the Penny Pincher Inn, which went east and west, and, I booked a group into there from Wisconsin for an all-night stay. And the people got a hold of me and said, Evers, we don't have new sheets or anything. The beds are just like the people left them the day before. Oh.
Well, why would you call a hotel the Penny Pincher? That's not good marketing.
No, but that was a cheaper, and it sure
obviously.
Was cheap. It sure was cheap. Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember the day the Penny Pincher was knocked down?
No, I don't, but that's where Lowe's went.
That's where Lowe's went. The
In
Penny
fact,
Pincher was back there.
Yeah, and right behind there, right behind Aldi's, would have been where the Penny Pincher was.
That's why grass doesn't grow back there.
Probably so.
The remains of the Penny Pincher
but I
are
remember,
in the ground.
Yeah. And I was, my office there in the OK Motel was during the time Aldi's was just getting started.
Now, what were Leo Ludwig and Kibbe like?
Cleo Ludwig, he wrote a book. I wish you could read his book. I don't have a copy of it. I'm sure the library might. But he wrote his life story about, he was into oil big time. That's where I think he made much of his money, in oil in Texas or wherever.
Now, did you ever know Kibbe?
No, I never knew Bob Kibbe. I knew his son as well as I knew anyone, Dale. Now, Dale built those apartments out there on Route 95.
Now, why do you think the LNK was such a success story? What did you eat when you went in there?
Well, let me tell you. They had a computerized menu, and they tried to figure out how they could make the most money out of what they served, because I knew people that worked for them. And it was just nothing spectacular food-wise. It was a hamburger, milkshake, French fries, slaw, you know.
But people loved that.
Well, I guess they did, and up to a point. But the LK restaurants and slowly went out of business.
Now, did you ever go to Ross's?
I don't recall going to Ross's, but I did remote broadcast from the from that building with the what's the name of that? With
Frisch's?
No, when it was the other House of Hunan.
Now, was there another Chinese place in there before?
Yeah,
House
Mark
of
Pie. Yeah.
It was Mark Pie's.
Yeah. Good friends of ours. We went there, I think, every Sunday, and I broadcast from there once or twice, and really nice people. And they had the one thing that we both liked, my wife and I, the crab rangoon. Oh, boy.
Now, what's crab rangoon?
It's crab meat ground up into a mixture, and then like phyllo dough put around it and deep fried. Oh, and delicious.
And phyllo dough also makes baklava.
Yeah, right.
Now, what is it? It's phyllo dough, butter, walnuts.
Oh, yeah, honey.
And honey.
Yeah.
But there's something, brown sugar?
I don't know.
What do you coat the phyllo dough with to make baklava?
You put some, probably olive oil or butter.
Well, does anybody out there know how to make baklava? Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
These old recipe
shows are good. 740-383-9944. George gave me the recipe for baklava at one point, and I made it a couple times, but I can't remember, because I know you have the phyllo dough, and I know you have the walnuts, but there is something there that makes it kind of stick together.
Yeah. In Bucyrus at Little Athens Restaurant, they've got every day baklava that's made by the restaurant owner's wife, and they bring it over from Mansfield, I think, every other day or so, and it's so delicious.
That phyllo dough is good.
Oh, yeah.
But bread pudding. Now, do you remember the smorgasbord and the bread pudding?
I remember bread pudding at the big restaurant. There's one over around Belleville. There's one down by Plain City. The big...
Der Dutchman.
Yeah, Der Dutchman.
Der Dutchman,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they serve bread pudding there.
But I love bread pudding, but a lot of people put raisins in it,
yeah,
and I'm not
right.
for the raisins.
Really?
I like raisins.
I love raisins.
Well, I like them, but I don't like them in bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
No, because you have to have stale bread and milk,
mm-hmm.
and you make it kind of like you make French toast.
Yeah, kind of. Well, This, as I remember bread pudding, is kind of goopy. I mean,
what is it? It's a goopy mess, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
Sugar involved.
Yeah, right.
But it's. I think that you have to have stale bread.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to use good bread for that.
But you don't want to use moldy either.
Well, that's right, yeah.
No moldy bread.
Nothing like moldy bread.
No. Now, this brings us to the everything sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where did that originate?
Well, with the Footlong hot dog stand. And I remember before they closed, or maybe right after they closed, one of the Sissons that operated that gave me, said, "Evers, now this is a family secret. Don't let anybody know about this." Well, I waited a few years and let it out. But it was so simple, and I heard you mention it. It's a tomato, ketchup, chopped up onions, some mustard, and some sugar.
Now, how do you get the concoction right if you've never had it?
You experiment. I don't know what proportions it would be in.
What is it supposed to taste like?
Beats me. But it sure was good.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it was the Footlong hot dog stand on North Main.
Yes. And it was a kind of a rickety old place. It never passed the health department today. It was an old...
Why was everything on North Main Street, like the Red Apple and this hot dog stand, were they all rickety old buildings?
Yeah, well, the one that wasn't rickety was the Jockey Steakhouse. Now, the Jockey Steakhouse was, where was it? I can't, in relationship to other buildings. It was right near a building that's still there that has, like, used goods in it. The Jockey Steakhouse was a fine restaurant, and out in their driveway, they had a jockey holding a lantern.
Oh.
And a blackface jockey.
Oh, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
No, no.
And so, but that was like that for years.
Oh, I was going to ask you, where was Sambo's?
Well, that was where, in by the LK on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Like toward the overpass or in the other direction?
It'd
like
be,
where the Clayton Homes are?
West of the between Clayton Homes and the LK Motel.
So it was
out
where,
in front.
So like where Aldi's is?
No, it wasn't where... It was closer to the road, I think.
Oh, God. Thank God somebody's going to bail us out
here.
Yeah,
right.
This is probably one of the Sisson family calling to give you...
it could be.
About that everything sauce. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Are you there, caller? Caller. Well, I think they passed away out there. 740-383-9944. We are live here today, 36 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. See, I've gotten into that, Charlie, where I don't tell you what the hour is. That way, if this is replaying, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You think it's live.
I think, too, we could have a little ding every now and then, every so many minutes, a little ding that would indicate at 3 in the morning, this is recording.
That's how it used to be on the telephone, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe this is our caller who's passed away calling back in. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, there used to be a little, change the subject, there used to be a little snack bar by Even Shirks over there on Route 4. You know where Shirks Candy is?
Where McKaylee's was?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, McKaylee's, yeah.
That was a bar, wasn't it?
No, not the bar. It was a little white, it's a house, it's actually going into Marion.
Okay.
It's on the left.
Yeah, there was one on Route 4 right by Smelter Road on the west side.
This one was real close to, I mean, it was almost the next place. I don't know if they just had it for a year or so, but they had some good sandwiches.
This was a what kind of a restaurant?
Just a little snack bar.
A little snack bar out on Route 4.
I think it was pretty close to Shirk's Candies.
Hmm. Shirk's Candies. Well, that's interesting.
Because we sent a guy down there and got us all like subs, and they were really good.
Hmm. Sounds good. Well, there's a little bit of Marion history.
I have no idea. I can't tell you the name. I just know they said it was out on Route 4, just next to Shirk's. And they went, well, it was before the the car wash, so it had to be between that and sharks. So.
Very interesting. We appreciate it.
I have no idea what the name is.
Well,
maybe somebody will. So.
Last night I read a Harding Herald. Are you familiar with Harding Herald?
I wrote for the Harding Herald
okay.
at one point. Yes.
Whatever happened to it? It's gone.
It's gone. Well,
why?
Now, see, when Bob Bender was the journalism teacher at Harding, I remember I went and spoke to his class at the time, who was still producing the Harding Herald, but instead of it being a weekly, I think it had become a monthly. So maybe it's completely gone now. I don't know.
I think it is. But last night I read a 1959 quiver. Or Harding Herald.
Herald.
Yeah.
Quiver's the yearbook.
That's right. Yeah. And none of the businesses except Fahey Bank are still in existence that advertised in that 1959 Harding Herald.
No Carroll's Jewelers?
Oh, yeah. Carroll's. And they advertised as the only second floor jewelry store in Marion.
Ooh. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you and Gary.
Yep.
You're talking about the hot dog stand on North Main.
Right.
That is where that sauce did come from. It was called the Footlong Hot Dog Stand. And that was an old rickety building, as Sterling says. It would never pass up today. But that place was always worth it every time we went out there.
Hey, well, we appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they had good hot dogs, but that sauce is where it came from.
Hey, well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Again, feel free to call in, 740-383-9944. Does the Harding Herald still go on today? We don't know. And why were all these rickety buildings? I wouldn't go in and eat there
and
if it was all rickety.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Jockey Steakhouse? It was a nice restaurant. It was.
We don't know where Sambo's was.
Well, yeah, Sambo's is out there.
But not where Olden's
lengthwise is. Along Route 95. By the LK Motel.
Oh, and we also want to pass along this information that all the donut fans in Marion are going to be just ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell them, Jarvis.
I heard that Dunkin' Donuts is coming back to Marion, and it will be next door across the street to Carlisle's restaurant, same side.
Right.
It used to be a beauty shop there.
Right there, that little shop.
Yeah, and they were working out there today, removing the stones. They were kind of decorative around the yard, apparently getting... But they have a little problem there because there's no traffic light. And
yeah,
how on earth...
Fender benders.
Oh, my.
6 o'clock in the morning when you're going to get your donuts and coffee, there's going to be fender benders galore.
I can remember when the same situation at Perkins, there was no traffic light there.
Well, people still get in accidents there.
Yeah, and Mike Mastro once said... Yeah, we know we needed a traffic light there, but they said they'd have to pay for it.
Well, that's the city for you.
Yeah.
Some of the city.
Or state.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
But this Dunkin' Donuts is great news because always felt that Dunkin' Donuts had the best donuts, and I know a lot of people love their coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Their coffee is a delicacy.
They once were down there for that... Cash Advance. Well, I can never figure why... Yet somebody did tell me their rent went up so high, or their lease, that they pulled out, I don't know, something
right
like that.
Right there in front of CVS, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
Or is it Rite Aid?
One or the other.
Right there, right there by the car lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the Munchkins, they invented the Munchkin, the little donut hole, and they also had that baker, you know, time to make the donuts.
Yeah.
Time to make the donuts.
But I always thought the Dunkin' Donuts, when they were there, it was a traffic problem. Right at the point there where Richland Road and Mount Vernon Street come together. And
They'll have it right across the street.
Yeah, right.
Right
so, across from McDaniels.
Right, so that's turning into quite a little thing there. If you got Carlisle and you've got the Family Dollar Tree or whatever it is there, and now you'll have Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
That's a happy...
Boy, donut lovers are smiling.
Do you like donuts?
Yes, I do, yeah.
What's your favorite type of donut?
Glazed.
Glazed. Me too. I like a good glazed donut.
Yeah. I remember glazed when they first came out after the war. It was 1947 that the grocery store, and this is something, I wonder how many people remember this. Glazed donuts were in such demand that rumor would go around as to what grocery store had a supply of glazed donuts. and people would rush there and buy them up.
Well, you know, that's still the thing at Krispy Kreme, that when they put their light on, they have the freshly made glazed donuts that'll melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
I've had those one time. But when you drive, like in Polaris, I believe is the closest Krispy Kreme to here.
Mm-hmm.
But when you drive by, if the Krispy Kreme light is on, that means the donuts were just made fresh, and you can get this hot glazed donut, which melts in your mouth.
Yeah, I can just see those coming down the carrier, going dunking them. Well, that's another dunking cream, tasty cream donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what happened to the man who ran Fiddlesticks? Because I used to think that was a hip happening donut shop.
Was there a Fiddlesticks around here?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, right at the end. It was on Main Street, there where Tri-County Water is now. Hmm. You know, yesterday, I live out by Ponderosa, and yesterday about 4 o'clock, I drove by Ponderosa, and people were taking the chairs out of there, and they were taking the shelving and all that. Apparently, it's not coming back.
Apparently, a yard sale somewhere.
I don't know. I don't know if they were, it didn't look like they were selling it. I didn't know if they were just being robbed or what was going on.
Hey, that's it. Maybe they're being robbed and nobody.
I saw a robbery yesterday in broad daylight. But they did. They had all those chairs out of there.
Bloody darn.
They had the tables.
Imagine the roaches.
Think there were roaches in there?
That place would have been full of roaches.
No, Charlie.
Leftover grease.
You think they just left it that way?
Yes.
But didn't they used to do good on the health inspections that are in the paper?
No,
they failed.
Yeah.
They did?
They had a lot of problems.
Who's the worst?
I don't. Well, you know who's the worst. We saw it.
Yeah, but they're popular right now.
Are they?
Aren't they?
I never see any cars there. I don't know.
Oh, I thought they were popular. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's out at Ponderosa.
Yeah.
It was in the paper here a while back. They were having an online auction.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, you had to online it, and they were selling everything in the building that they could sell.
Oh, well, thank God I didn't witness a burglary yesterday.
No, it was an online auction that they were having.
Oh.
It was advertised in the Marion Star a couple different times.
Oh, well, God bless them. I hope they got it cheap.
Yeah, so that's what it was. There's no plans of anything going in there right now.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Speaking of the Marion Star, and I saw some complaints on Facebook. They used to put the paper on our front porch, and that was so nice. We could lean out the front door almost naked and pick up our paper.
It's good
and
to know.
And now they put it out under our mailbox, so we got to get dressed to pick up our newspaper. So,
not happy.
And others are saying the same thing, that they apparently hired all new deliverers with the instructions to put it under or in somebody's mailbox.
Now, do you think it's getting to the end times?
Could be. But I don't know. Yeah, and I appreciate the deliverer we had. So faithful, putting it on our porch. That was such a nice thing. Wow.
You know, I'm still just stuck back in this Dunkin' Donuts thing because I hope they are open before Christmas. And we could go out there and do a remote, you and I.
That's right.
And just we can see how many donuts you can eat.
No.
Before the heart failure clinic calls.
I used to do that at Ike's Diner.
Ike's?
Oh.
Where Denny's was.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
You're talking about the Marion Star delivering?
Yes.
Well, this past week I've had a problem. They always brought it up. This is in town. And hooked the plastic on the mailbox, the prong, so it wouldn't blow away or anything.
Yes.
And this past week they've been throwing it out. I think they just ride down the street and throw it out, and it's not even in plastic. And it's on the lawn and wet. So every morning I've been calling.
Yes.
And everything, because if it rains and you come home, you can't read your paper, it's not in plastic.
Yeah, right.
And so I've called it every morning about it. So today they had it on the front porch on a chair that I have out there. But if it's windy, it blows. Then you got to get down under the furniture and try to find it. So.
Well, they can put it on my front porch and continue that again instead of out in our mailbox.
Yeah, of course, I stopped at the Marion Star yesterday, but you can't get in. There's nobody there.
No, there's, yeah. I don't know where they are, but somewhere in
in good old USA, I think you'll find them.
Yeah, the number they give you to call, I asked the girl yesterday, I said, are you in Ohio? And she said, no, because the boy I can't understand at all.
Maybe she was in India.
I think from India. And the girl I could understand a little bit better. And so she finally gave me the carrier. I guess it's the guy over the delivery here in Marion. I called him yesterday. He didn't get anywhere.
Oh,
so I'm going to call him again today.
You do that and tell him, throw that paper up on the porch, please. We're paying $58 a month. That's the least they can do.
Well, mine is was 20-some, and when I complained last month because I wasn't getting any cell papers, then she gave me 2 months free.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's they're wheeling and dealing there.
Yeah.
Well, and then I noticed when I thought of Cyrus in their paper, they'll run a special every so often for 3 months. You can get it $11 a month.
Yeah.
And that girl told me when she did that, she said there'll be a like one of those in your paper where you can subscribe for, you know, 3 months.
Yeah, I'd like
stuff.
To see that because the last letter I got from them said their rate was going up to $58.30 a month.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Well, mine gets,
it's not
I
worth
think
it.
Mine, no, I think when mine was 22, but I quit it. And then my son for 2 months, I didn't get it, so he got it.
I'm going to check our bank account and see where they take it out of our bank account and see how much they've taken out lately.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, I just called that 877 number in the paper and complained. Maybe if they get enough, they'll change it.
Yeah, who knows? That would be nice.
Power to the people. Protest.
Well, I told them I wasn't going out like I did last year out in the snow. I think it's not there.
Oh,
and I call.
And you have
and
to dress.
And when the snow melts, well, there's a paper laying in the yard in the snow. And
it's awful when you go out to get your paper without any clothes on, all the traffic going by.
Well, I like it. I just reach out the door and get it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Get January's paper in April. So you used to go to Ike's and eat a lot of donuts.
I used to do broadcasts every week from Ike's. And they used to see how many breakfasts I could eat during one broadcast.
Now, what did a breakfast consist of?
Well, what you ordered off the menu.
What'd you have?
Oh, I can't remember.
Biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy and everything else. And my record was 5 different breakfasts.
In the course of how long?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm telling you, we'll go to Dunkin' Donuts when they first open, and we'll see how many of those munchkins you can eat.
I can't afford that because of my heart condition.
Well, we'll have to get somebody who can eat donuts in a mass quantity.
Yeah.
You can have a coffee that morning.
I hate those contests. Eat all the bratwurst or the hot dogs, and people stuff their mouths full of stuff. Oh,
yeah, no fun.
It's yucky.
740-383-9944 if you want to add to this conversation. 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour. Now, I haven't had any apple butter recently, and somebody asked me the other night about that.
No.
Yeah, and I said, well, it's because my pressure cooker is out in the garage, and I haven't been able to make the apple butter. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know, I got a question for Charlie, actually.
Yes, he's here.
Hey, Charlie, do you remember the donut store was there on the corner, I believe High Street and Church Street? The Huddles ran it, I think.
I remember Huddles' Dixie Cream Donut Shop up on North Main.
Yeah, they were there. They moved, they were in that, used to be an old music store across from that church.
It's got
the brass up there.
Yeah, were they catty-cornered from Rocky Cyclery?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old walking there and getting fresh-made donuts. They were awesome.
And that was called Roker's, wasn't it? Roker's Bakery?
Was it? I thought the Huddles ran it.
No, the Huddles ran the one up on North Main.
Now, didn't they go in with Fiddlesticks or something, too?
Yeah, who ran Fiddlesticks?
I always thought the Huddles and someone else.
Fiddlesticks was right across the street from Doubles, which was Victor's Tacos now.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they also, that was something to do with Fiddlesticks and Gladys or Gladys's uptown. Wasn't there something to do with that?
Oh,
could have
yeah,
been.
Yeah.
That was a restaurant there where Bubba's video games were.
It was so popular in downtown Marion that it was jammed every lunch hour. And then they moved to North Main and Fairground Street.
It
fizzled.
Yeah, it sure did. They built that building for that, I believe, Fiddlesticks. It never turned out.
No, never did.
Nope.
Wait, but downtown gangbusters, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open for about 8 more minutes, 740-383-9944. Any question you want to ask, anything we can answer. And if we don't know the answer, we'll just make it up. 740-383-9944.
And I had heard there was something that might be going in a couple of buildings on East Center. Know more about that later.
Oh, you told me about that.
I told you, but I didn't tell our audience.
No, I won't say it. I won't let the cat out of the bag, but that'd be interesting.
Yes, it would, It'd be more something to eat in downtown Marion.
More food.
Oh, food.
Now, does anybody know about baklava? We can't find anybody who has a baklava recipe.
Not many people would make it.
It's good.
You got to be Greek.
Do you?
Oh, yes.
And you got coat it with lemon juice and olive oil?
You got to have George Casilda's signature before you make it.
So the Greeks love the baklava, and the Italians, like the Menaces, love the pizza.
That's right.
Pizza City. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I want to know if anybody knows what's going in there where the To Die For cupcakes was. They tore that building down.
You know that, Charlie. It's out there in front of Office Depot and Gordon Foods.
Yeah, I heard that Wendy's was going to go in there.
Oh, that's a Panda Express.
Panda Express. They're going to sell live pandas there.
Yeah. Fast food Chinese.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
Made from panda bears.
Where's that new hotel going then? Around
New hotel? I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it's going to be, was it a 64-room or something? I thought it said it was north of Walmart or something. I didn't know if it's around Kohl's.
I thought it was going to be around Kohl's. That's what I heard.
But
I hadn't heard that.
It's just big gossip show today.
Yeah, there's a new one. They had it right up in the paper just about a month ago or something.
Well, that's good. We need more rooms. These hotels are always full. We need another Penny Pincher Inn.
Well, that Harding Museum and stuff will bring all these people in, so they need them.
Well, we hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, thank you.
I remember being on the
planning committee.
Not the planning committee, but the committee that rules on what can go here. Zoning committee, yes.
You told me that I was going to be having hotels.
That's right.
And drugstores. Yeah.
And they insisted, though, that if the motel, they had to provide parking for trucks.
Didn't happen.
There's no motels provide parking for semis.
Still just a field out there for sale.
Yep.
Nothing happened. No dice. 740-383-9944. Do you know where this hotel's going? Do you have a baklava recipe?
I hadn't heard about that hotel.
I think it's going to be out there by Kohl's is what my understanding.
Kohl's.
I don't think you could build, where that dead end is?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of space there.
One time there was supposed to be a movie theater that was going to go there, and nothing ever goes.
And there's a restaurant supposedly going in south of Kohl's.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's a long time coming.
Yeah. You have to go out there and look in the window and see what's happening.
That might have fizzled out, too. That might have hit the fizzler. But so we know that Dunkin' Donuts, though, for sure, is going to be coming next door to Carlisle.
Yeah, if everything works out okay, yeah. If there's some, little things they have to take care of, I guess, like traffic lights and this and that.
But why, back to this apple butter thing for a second, why is it that apple butter sold in stores is so rich? See, I like the lighter color apple butter.
Well, you can get a lot of different varieties of apple butter. When I used to make shingles down in Caldwell, Ohio, a group made apple butter there every year, and it was so delicious.
Well, I think there's an apple butter festival here in Ohio.
Probably so, yes.
Because people love it.
But oh, yeah.
I put it on an English muffin. You take an English muffin and you toast it, and then you put some butter and some apple butter right on top of it.
I'm getting hungry.
And away you go.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
If they're putting a Dunkin's beside Carlisle's, how are they going to have a drive-thru, wonder?
I have no idea.
I guess you have to drive through Carlisle to get to get your donuts.
See, that could be a problem that they're working on.
I agree, but another thing is, actually, they're not called Dunkin' Donuts no more. They're just called Dunkin's, correct?
Oh, are they? I don't know.
Yeah, they changed their name probably about a year ago. They wanted to concentrate more on coffees and espressos than donuts.
Oh, can you still get donuts there?
That's a good question. I don't know. We might have to Google that, but it's definitely called Dunkin'. It's no longer Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, your coffee shop.
That's right.
Hey, I agree.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, drive-thru would be a problem there, Charlie. That's not going to work out.
That's a terribly busy intersection anyhow.
We don't want to go inside and get our donuts. We got to drive through.
Yeah, that would be all right.
I don't think it's going to go if they can't get a drive-through.
But can
there.
You imagine trying to get back out on Mount Vernon Avenue and all the traffic? Impossible, unless there's a traffic light.
Aren't there houses and things behind there that would preclude you from doing
this? Oh, there are homes, yes, back up Clarendon Road or Clarendon Street.
Yikes. Go ahead, caller.
Dunkin' Donuts is going to be where the visible changes.
Yeah, right.
Beauty shop is now. That's
what,
torn down.
That's what we've been talking to, yeah.
But we're not sure if they sell donuts anymore.
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, no, yes, I'm just going by what the last caller told me. I'm not making this stuff up.
Dunkin' Coffee.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot. Thank you. We can probably fit one more call in today, 740-383-9944. This is fun, Charlie. This is like the old Orbit show.
It is, yeah.
We're not making any sense here, and we're just talking about whatever is going on.
Incidentally, my wife found the Orbit cookbook.
Oh, is there anything good in there?
I don't know. There's a lot of things in there, but...
Did you contribute anything to the Orbit cookbook?
I don't believe I did. My recipe that I became the Ohio Pork Cookout King in 1972, my recipe may be in there.
What is it, Charlie? What's the Pork Cookout King recipe?
It was called Hammies, and it was made out of a cheaper pork cuts, and I had I can't remember what all I mixed with it, but it won the state title.
Is that right?
And I've competed for the national title in Indianapolis, but got beaten out by some guy that had a real fancy setup.
He knew what he was doing. It's not the old Ludwig and Kibbe.
No.
What was their famous meal? Go ahead, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Are you outside?
I'm not, Scott. Cell phone.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Hello. The operator of the 406 was Mark Althaus for about 3 years, and also your baklava. Kathy Regulis has the recipe. Makes pretty good stuff.
Okay. Oh, Kathy, and that's delicious. I love the baklava. Do you like the baklava, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, I appreciate you for calling in and listening.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
See, we love our listeners, Charlie.
That's right. There's only one thing more richer than baklava, and that's Mr. Rockefeller.
He's got a little bit of dough. The Rockefellers had some money.
Yep.
Didn't there used to be a lot of sayings about Rockefellers?
I don't know. Yep. But the guy that worked for old man Rockefeller gave the money to build a church in the Methodist Church in Caledonia.
Huh. Well, we appreciate our listeners and our callers today. We appreciate the World War II vets for coming in, and we appreciate the conversation we had here today.
Yeah.
More programming straight ahead on this station. Stay tuned. This is where you hear it all.
Honor and my word and my reputation, and that's what I'm fighting for. And certainly in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been misrepresented.